He is a master negotiator. He has a strong case against Europe when it comes to fairness in trade, and his ask is not unreasonable. Just some of the opinions on Donald Trump from his former senior economic advisor, Stephen Moore. But how will the Trump tariff plan to be revealed tomorrow play out in the United States, and how will it impact Europe and this country? John McHale, Professor of Economics at the University of Galway and the former chair of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, joins us to look ahead to the Trump plan. But first, let's get more from Stephen Moore. Our reporter Ethna Dodd asked him about his apprehensions for what the tariffs will mean for Americans.
Well, I think there's concern among American investors and voters that all of the talk over the last month has been about tariffs and not enough talk about all of the other things that Trump wants to do that are much more better for the economy, like extending his tax cut of 2017 and reforming government through the DOGE Commission, producing more energy. These kinds of things will have a very positive impact on the economy, but that message has been really crowded out by almost daily pronouncements from the White House about tariffs.
Do you think the tariffs will be bad for the economy?
So far, they've been bad for the stock market. There's no question. It's a complicated question you're asking me because some of the tariffs, for example, the reciprocal tariffs, could work out just fine, where we could have, require other countries to lower their tariffs so that we have a level playing field, because let's not forget the United States has virtually the lowest tariffs in the world. So that would be a positive development. I also think, China is a dangerous country, and we probably need to impose tariffs on China because I think they're a national security risk to the United States, and I think they don't play by the rules. Some of these other tariffs, like the auto tariffs and steel tariffs, I think are not productive, and I think they could actually lead to a loss of jobs and a loss of businesses. I'd like to see the Europeans really forced to reduce their tariffs and non-tariff burdens that are imposed on American producers of agricultural products, things like the value-added taxes and others that sort of discriminate against U.S. production. So I think Trump has a strong case to make to the European Union that you need to lower your tariffs, which are 2 to 3 times higher than our tariffs on your products. And if you don't, we'll raise our tariffs. In the end of the day, if the Europeans were to agree to that, it would be better beneficial for both the Europeans and for the United States.
How likely do you think it is, though, that the European Union leaders will listen to Trump?
I don't know, but I think if they know what's good for them, they will agree. I mean, he's not asking for anything that's unreasonable. There's no question that Europe does not treat American goods fairly, and we'd like to see a more level playing field. And as I said before, if Europe were to reduce its tariffs, it would be good for Europe and for the United States.
If Donald Trump puts tariffs on in place tomorrow or during the week, and then the EU reciprocates, what do you think that'll do to the United States and to the economy?
Well, it would do more damage to the Europeans than it would do to us, because remember, every country in the world needs to trade with the United States. We're the hub of the world economy. A trade war is not winnable by any country. And so even though we have a lot of economic muscle we can flex, in the end, I think the Europeans will be forced to reduce their tariffs. I think there could be, damage in the meantime. One of the ironies is that we are trying to protect our manufacturing base in the United States and our hardworking Americans who work in the blue collar jobs. But I do worry that the aluminum and steel tariffs and the auto tariffs could actually cost us jobs in those industries, because they're going to make these products more expensive that are produced in the United States. So we will see how it turns out. It's all in a bit of flux right now. But I think in the end of the day, Trump is a master negotiator, and I think he will come out a victor.
For Ireland particularly, the pharmaceutical sector here is very apprehensive about these tariffs. Do you think they're right to be apprehensive?
I can't answer that question because I haven't followed the pharmaceutical industry closely enough to know.
Is there anything specific to Ireland that you're kind of aware of that Trump might have in his sights or want to see changed?
Well, we admire the fact that Ireland has the lowest corporate tax rate in virtually the world, and we've always pointed to Ireland as really the model for what the United States should do. I mean, better than raising our tariffs would be for the United States to bring our corporate rate down to 15%, which would get closer to where Ireland is. And as Ireland has proven the whole world, tax rates matter a lot. And when corporate tax rates are reduced, you see a lot of investment in your country.
You were listening there to Stephen Moore, the former senior economic advisor to Donald Trump. We're going to talk some more now about tariffs and trade with Professor John McHale, Professor of Economics at the University of Galway. Professor McHale, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
I would like to start with getting your opinion on some of what Stephen Moore was saying there. Specifically this, he said when it comes to Europe, they should reduce their tariffs on American products. It's not a level playing pitch. Donald Trump is not asking for anything that is unreasonable. What do you say?
Well, I would. One point of agreement with Stephen Moore is that he clearly sees that tariffs are bad for your own economy. They're an act of self-harm. But I would strongly disagree with what he is saying on the reciprocal tariffs and particularly measures in response to European VAT. He says that they are not unreasonable. Mm. Now, VAT is not at all like a tariff. It's a tax on domestic producers as well as imports. So it would be completely undermining European tax systems to try to change VAT. So I think he's just wrong on that point.
Okay. Look, we still have, we're 24 hours or so still out from the big reveal from Donald Trump tomorrow. So we are still somewhat in I suppose, uncharted waters, really not knowing precisely what is going to come. Now, Stephen Moore didn't venture an opinion on pharma there. But how do you see, well, first of all, Donald Trump tackling US pharma with its big presence in this country and elsewhere in Europe on a country by country basis or on a tariff across the board?
Well, we really don't know. I think the best information we have is from the European Commission, from their discussions with the Trump administration. And they seem to think that there will be a basic tariff of around 20%. Now, the big question is, will there be additional tariffs? The pharma sector and semiconductors have been mentioned, and a tariff of 25% being imposed on them. Now, will that be 25% plus to 20%, or would it be an extra 5% on top of the 20%? We really don't know. But I think one thing we can be sure that we are going to be seeing an announcement with very significant tariffs. It's very hard to see Trump sort of walking back, given how much he has stressed it and he's called it Liberation Day. So tariffs are coming. But I think there is still a lot of uncertainty as to the extent and the form that those tariffs will take.
And, you know, at that 20% potentially, we're talking, we're told, about it costing Ireland some $18 billion in lost trade and giving that long-term risk to the public finances. Is there anything that Ireland can do to counter that?
Ireland are definitely highly exposed and... It's difficult to see huge scope for mitigation measures. There doesn't seem to be an appetite for pandemic-style supports. Looking just a little longer term, I think the government are going to be facing a real dilemma in the budget. Now, good budgetary policy should be counter-cyclical, so we should be, if anything, looking towards more expansionary policies in the short run to counter the real risk at this point of a global recession. But if these tariffs are enduring, there will have to be sort of adjustments made to the public finances over the longer term. So it's really threading that needle will be the challenge.
OK, let's stay with those adjustments to the public finances, because when we look at the crises that we've seen, let's say over the last 8-10 years or so, the government had to deal with Brexit. The government had to deal with the COVID crisis. They had to deal with the cost of living crisis and rising inflation. And they did that by providing a range of grants, a range of loans, grants and incentives by having an availability of cash. Is that the way forward this time round?
There doesn't seem to be a significant appetite for that from the government. Now, certainly there will be pressure to do that, and you might see some targeted measures. I think sort of a better approach would be in terms of the overall stance of fiscal policy. So in one of your reports earlier, we heard that they were sort of planning on sustaining the public investments. And I think that does make sense. What you don't want is in bad times to adopt contractionary policies. That's exactly the opposite of good fiscal policy. But as we saw during the financial crisis, if you're facing sort of permanent shocks to the public finance, you do have to make adjustments. So again, it's really threading that needle will be the challenge.
The other point that Stephen Moore was talking about was his envy at our corporate tax rate. So if Donald Trump were to introduce these tariffs and at the same time, as he had intended to do, I think, in his first term, change the tax structure for international investment, would that be a double whammy for this country?
Yes, it certainly would. But here the situation, I think, is very different to the tariffs. Tariffs are an act of self-harm. You could see the current U.S. corporate tax system as also being an act of self-harm to the U.S. economy. One shocking figure is that the pharma sector in recent years has paid more taxes to the Irish Exchequer than to the U.S. Treasury. So you can see why they wouldn't want that situation to continue. But that, of course, will be a significant blow to the Irish public finances. Mm. But here, I think they're on much stronger ground economically for making those changes.
The big question, I suppose, is this. Are we looking at the beginning of the end of the current economic model that this country has pursued now since the late 1960s?
Well, it's definitely going to come under significant stress. The success of the Irish economy has very much been based on integration into the U.S. Economy, particularly with the presence of U.S. multinationals here. And the incentive to base here and to route a lot of their revenues and tax payments through the Irish economy, that is definitely going to come under stress.
I'm just looking here at comments that Ursula von der Leyen has been making this morning. She's saying the European Union needs to take down remaining barriers in the single market. The EU has a strong plan to retaliate if necessary. She says obstacles to the single market are holding back business in the EU. I wonder in there is the beginning of the unveiling of the EU counterattack.
Well, certainly there are big needs for reforms within the European Union economy. A major report recently from Mario Draghi really pointed to competitiveness issues. So I think that there is a really strong sort of willingness to tackle those competitive barriers. The retaliation is a different issue, I think. And I think here the EU would be wise to take a measured approach to the retaliation. The reason that you would have retaliation is try to deter the policies of the Trump administration. But I do not think that Trump will be easily deterred, and he'll probably double down if there's retaliation. So while there's a lot of political pressure to retaliate, I think a measured approach is appropriate.
A time for cool heads. Professor John McHale, thank you very much for your time this morning.